What? I can't hear a word you said.
What daf are we up to, he said.
And you pay
said,
dalet, pay, for the third time, pay dalet amid beis at the Mishnah. What?
84b.
Can you hear me?
I can right now. Oops. I should have done.
Was it? What should I call in?
No, I can hear you fine. I don't know.
Fine.
You're fine, Menachem.
Fine. Okay, here we go. This has nothing to do with Masechta Shabbos. This has to do with Masechta Kalayim. Menayin, how do you know, La Aruga, if you have a patch of ground, Shehi Shisha al Shisha Tvachim. It's 6x6 Tvachim. Shezorim Besocha, that you could plant inside it, Chamisha Zironim, 5 different vegetables, 5 different seeds. Dalad al dalad ruchos, 4 on the four rows. Yeah, but it's a box. It's a box that's 6x6 tefachim. So you could plant one row of apples there, one row of vegetables there, another one on the bottom of the box, a third one going up, and a fourth one over there, and the fifth one's going to be dead center. How could you do that? Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Zeronim, 5 seeds, Dalad al Dalad Ruchos, 4 on the 4 corners, doesn't mean corners. As a matter of fact, you cannot plant the corners. The corner has to be left unplanted so that the two vegetables never touch each other. So the actual corner, remember, it's a perfect square. The actual corner has to be left unplanted. So it's Dalad al Dalad Ruchos, 4 on the 4 dimensions, the achas be'emsa, and one in the middle.
You want to say it?
What?
It's got the simple sides.
Yeah, the 4 sides. Okay. Shenemar, it says, ki ka'aret totzi tzimcha. Ukinegda zeru eha tatzmiach. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Zero lo namar erel ela zeru eha. It's plural. What does that mean? So before we get to what that means, we got to do one Rashi. Not even the whole Rashi. A little bit of the Rashi. Look at the Rashi of achas beemtza. Va'achas beemtza. You see the Rashi of va'achas beemtza? It's in the Rashi in the Mishnah. It's like the 4 or 5 lines after the Mishnah starts in the Rashi's. So Rashi says like this, V'achas be'emtza, garin echad, 1 seed in the center. Now, I'm sure article has a picture of this, of the 4 of the box, and you're planting on the 4 dimensions of the box. The corners you're not planting, and you're planting 1 in the center. Says Rashi, afal pi, even though, shekol etel hakronos smuchin lezeh lezeh, each row is very close to each other. The ein b'neim harchaka gimel tvachim. There is no 3 tvachim separating them. There's no 3 tvachim separating them. The yonkin zemizeh, and they're nourishing from each other. Ein kan beis meshach. That's not a problem. That's not an issue. Why not? The gabe klayim, because when it comes to klayim, hekeruhu debeinam. All we need is that is the heker. It doesn't matter what's going on underneath the ground. All I care about is there's a hecker. The lola have the irvuv. It shouldn't be all mixed up. The high klayim akapid kra. Because what the Torah cares about is klayim, not what's nourishing underneath the ground. That doesn't matter. What's on top? Avol yinika lo chayshinan. But for yinika when achoshesh, afilu beklay akerim daraisa. Even klay akerim, which is daraisa. So when I plant something like this, and then I plant something like this, and I leave the corner off, you can't mix them up. You can't mix them up. And therefore, it's okay. And I can do that on all 4 corners. So I just got 4 vegetables in this little patch. What about the center one? The one in the middle? So then, a little further down, Rashi says, Avol ben zera ha'emtzori, lizeroni haruchos, zarecha karchaka kadesh yinika de'en shem hekav ha'avi mekarv ha'avi irvav. The one in the center, now ready, 1 minute. Let's say, now the one in the center, that could look like one of the other ones. That's a client problem. So the one in the center has, that's why you can only have six tvachim here. So it's three tvachim away from every side, and therefore it's okay. That's why it's okay in the center. All you're planting is a very small amount in the center, but it's three tvachim away from the end, three tvachim away from the other end. It's directly in the center, and it's good.
I say, Menachem, why is the center one more of a problem than the ones close to the corner?
Because the ones close to the corner don't look like each other. It's not a normal thing to plant like that. You don't plant like this and then like this. So nobody's gonna think it's connected. Okay. And therefore it's not a client problem.
And this is only edible vegetables, right? Not like
yes.
flowers or wheat.
Yeah. But
okay.
The one in the center, let's say you're planting on the sides, you're planting cucumbers and tomatoes. And now in the center I'm gonna put onions. So why isn't this a problem of climb? I have cucumbers and onions and then tomatoes. The answer is because it's three tvachim apart. And that's the shear. The shear is three tvachim apart.
But on the sides,
corner, in the
right,
sides,
on the sides, it's not a matter of how it looks, it's a matter of what happens with the roots.
No, it's all we care about is how it looks.
It's all optics.
And since they're perpendicular to each other, it's not a problem of climb, even though it's less than three tvachim. That's the chiddush. Since it's perpendicular to each other, and the corner you're not planting, that's the kicker. You can't plant the corner, because if you plant the corner, the mamash is touching each other. But if you leave the corner unplanted, what do you have? You have a perpendicular thing. They're not touching. They're a little bit off. Not a problem. It's less than three tvachim. That's only a problem of less than three tvachim. If it looks like it's a problem of climb, here it doesn't look like a problem because they're not near each other. Because it's perpendicular. That's the real reason. Because it's perpendicular. Therefore, it's okay.
Does the Gemara elaborate how far it has to be from the corner? We don't talk about that.
What?
Does the Gemara elaborate on how far it has to be from the corner not to look like it's one thing, or even a little bit? A mashu.
We're going to get to that a drop. Okay. All that was the Mishnah. Okay. The Mishnah says you can plant five things in there. Says now till a little bit here. Now it's like Agadata. My mashma. How does that pasuk teach you this halacha? It's a random pasuk in Yeshaya. How does it teach you this halacha? So Amar Vihuda, Rav Yehuda said, Ki ka'aretz totzi tzmacha. That's what the pasuk said, right? Totzi chad. That's one. Tzamcha chad. That's two. Hare tre, that's two. Zeru eha tre, it's four because it's plural. Ha'arbi, you have four. Tatz mechad. Hai chamisha. That's five. It's five. V'kim luhula rabbanon. The Rabbanan had a tradition, the Chamsha B'shisa, five in six, lo yonki mehadadi. Five in six, they don't nourish from each other, or it's happening underneath the ground, so it's not a problem, and that's why it's okay. So it's based on a pasuk, they can have five vegetables in one patch of 6x6 tvachim. Okay? We're on the second line on Pehei Amud Aleph now. Until we get to the... What?
So is it? So Rashi seemed to say it was more of an optics thing, and he's saying now lo yanki that has to be.
I think it means the same thing. No, lo yanki mehadadi means the middle one, The middle one's three tvachim apart from the two ends, so that's not going to nourish.
And you see, he says the chamsha b'shisa lo yanki that all five will not.
I think don't get so hung up on that language.
Right.
That it's two reasons. Number one, optics. It's optics. When they're perpendicular, they're not touching. And no one thinks it's the same thing because nobody plants like that. And the middle one is enough away from the two sides that it's not a problem. Okay? So now for the next 10 lines is all Agadata. And now the Gemara says, Milsahi. Who told you that the Rabbanan came? Where'd they get that from? What is it? Is it halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai? Is it magic? Is it science? Is it just halacha without a reason? Where'd they get that from?
Menachem, you're going in and out. You might want to call in.
That five and six. So,
Menachem,
I'm calling. I heard you. I'm calling in.
Sorry.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no question that there's an issue here about Unika. There's no question about that. That part of the issue is being Unika. No question about that. However, the reason why the corners are good, not the corners, the sides are good is because they're perpendicular and you don't plant the corner. That's for sure true. Even though you're going to be yonik from them, it doesn't make a difference. So Rashi says, like I just said, Uminalan dahad the kimlu l'rabanan the bishir yunika milsehi, that the shir yunika is such a thing. Lismach aleha v'lomar b'kiin hen chachamim b'avodat adama edekami yonkim. The chacham wanted to know how much can you plant and it's not going to be a problem. So t'tami lomar miho dia labrios shir yunika. How did the rabbis know that? The eich yochol amar lakach. How could they make a halacha like this? How do they know that? So the Gemara says, Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, my dechsev, it says in the Torah, lo sasig gvul reyecha. Don't encroach on the boundary of your friend. And the pasuk continues, asher gavlu rishonim, that they originally made boundaries. What does that mean? Gavul shegavlu rishonim, lo tasig, the boundaries that the original people made, don't encroach on those boundaries. My gavlu rishonim, what does that mean? So Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonason, it says, Eile b'nei Seir, these are the children of Seir, Hachori, Yoshvei Ha'aret. The Chori, they lived in the earth, they lived in the ground. So Atu Kuli Alma Yoshvei Rekiyanin, or what, they live in the Rekia? Of course they live in the ground. Ela Shari Bekiyan B'Yeshuva Shal Aretz. They were experts in agriculture. Shari Omer, they would say, Malei Kinei Zeh L'Zayis, they used to know that's of excellent land to plant zayas, olives. That over there, we're going to plant grapes. They knew. How did they know? They were experts. Over there, that we're going to plant te'enim, which are figs. Bechori, why are they called chori? They could smell the earth. Bechivi, they were called chivi. Amr of papa. They could taste the earth. They could taste the earth, the ground, right, the dirt, and they would know the best thing to plant. So kichivya, like a snake. So meracha b'yakav amichori, they're called chori. Shenasu b'nei chorin minichsehen. They would make people. They took the land away from the Esav, and that's why they're called chori, because they stole the land. The bottom line is all this was to teach you. That there's a tradition about fields, and it's an old tradition, just like with the Bnei Chori. So too the Chachamim know what's the story with how many plants you can plant in one patch and not violate Klayim.
Sorry, small point. They were driven from the land by Bnei Esav, so they were freed from working it, according to the art scroll. They didn't drive the other
fine.
Way. Okay, that's it.
Fine. Good. Now, Amar Rav Asi, says Rav Asi, Aruga, this patch, Tocha, is only inside the patch. Chut Vav, six Tvachim, Chut Migvuleha, not including the boundaries. Every patch, not every patch, I guess a patch, could have a boundary where you would walk on top of to plant and to water. Not talking about that. Tanya Namihachi, Aruga, Tocha, Shisha. Inside was six, not the boundary on top. The boundary is excluded. Givuleha bekama. How big is this boundary? Kidditnan. The Mishnah in Klayim says, Rabbi Huda Omer, Rochav Kamale Rochav, Parsa. The amount of width for you to walk single file, which by the way is a tefach. Fine. So far we didn't get the hard Gemara yet. Almost finished Amar Aleph. We didn't get the hard Gemara yet. Amar Zera Vitem Rav Chanina Bar Papa. My time of the Yehuda. What's his reason? The chsiv, because it says v'hishkisa b'raglecha kigan hayarak ma regel tefach ach gvul nami tefach. Your foot's a tefach, so too the boundaries also a tefach. Okay. Now it starts to get hard. Amar Rav, Rav says as follows: Aruga bechurva shaninu. This patch that you could plant six different vegetables inside. I'm sorry, five different vegetables inside. This is only if it's in a charuva. Charuva means a ruin, meaning it's in some place where you wanted to plant. You can't make your whole field like this. Just one patch, you could do it. One random patch is good, but you can't do your field like this. No way. Okay? That's what Rav says. I v'ikka makam kronos, but you have the corners. That's a very, very loaded question. What that means is as follows. I'm sure Article has a picture of it. You can't plant, according to Rav, you can't plant, let's say you're going north to south. You can't plant the entire north to south with a vegetable. That you can't do. But you can plant the top half. Then next to it, there's another patch. You plant the bottom half. So they're two tefachim away from each other, and there's one tefach between each patch. So they're really three tefachim away from each other. That's no different than the middle seed, which could be three tefachim away. You could plant, there's a picture in the Masifta, you could plant nine patches like this, always distancing them, make one patch the top portion of the north-south, the next one, the bottom portion, they're three tefachim away, because there's two tefachim away this way, and one tefach this way. Then down here, you do the same thing. You have one over here, one over here. One over here, let's say one over here. And with that way, you're distancing, you're never going to have two seeds that are within three tefachim of each other. So you can plant so much more. So why does Rav have to say, you can only do this in some random spot, but you can't make your whole field like that? Why not? Why can't you make your whole field like that? V'ikka kronos. You can situate them in such a way where it's never going to be a problem. So the Gemara answers, Amar be'rav mishmei derav, b'memale es hakronos. No. Rav was talking about a case where you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to have only half a row. You want to make the whole row. If you make the whole row, Yitaka can't do it. Why? Because I have a whole row here. What am I going to do the next patch? It's not three tefachim away. It's only one tefach away. So I can't do it. And by the way, they're both like this. They're both perpendicular. So that's a client problem. So I can't do it. Right? Rashi says on the bottom, Rav Muki Masnisan, Rav's case was, you want to plant the entire length. And then Rashi says, I'm not 100% sure what he means by that. In the tops, you only plant a little bit. But don't make it too confusing. The bottom line is, Rav wasn't talking about that case. If Rav would have agreed with that case, that's what the Mishnah was talking about. You could plant more than one patch. But if you go the entire length, the square of the patch, you cannot plant another patch next to it because it's going to be in the same direction and it's too close.
Yes, parallel, that's a problem, right? That's a problem. Correct. That's not a problem. Perpendicular, not a problem.
That's right. That's right, exactly. Yeah. Now, the Gemara says, V'lizro me'abroi v'lo l'mali migavoi, right? So why don't you just, Rav wasn't foolish. So why wouldn't just leave the corners empty? Like I said, why wouldn't you do that? And if you leave the corners empty, that doesn't mean corner. It means half the corner. It means you leave half the row empty, and then Taka, you could plant, you could do the whole field like this. Why was Rav so makbid? No, I'm not talking about that case. I don't want you to plant more patches like this in the field. Only one. Can do it one time, really. You do it one time. Call it a churva, in a ruin. You can do it one time, this. You can't do a whole field. Why not? Space it out enough in a way. Well, you know, always going to be three to come apart. And the answer is, Gzeira, Shema, Yamalei, Sakranos. It's a Gzeira. Who's so particular? Who's so careful to do all this? It's very difficult. You want to do it in one place? Do it in one place. To make your entire field like this, patches? No, we can't take the chance.
Menachem.
Yeah.
Dumb question, Matthias' question. I probably don't have the answer. If he has so much room available to plant all these patches, why isn't he doing one corner, one part of the field,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, why does he have to get five in one if he has so much room available?
Right.
You have to put all these just do the vegetables in one part and then the tomatoes, you know, why is he putting them all around in one square? Is there some purpose? I'm not a farmer. I don't know. Neither are you, I guess. I don't know what he's trying to
do. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Nick, what do you say?
He's a misnaggered. He just wants to do it on purpose.
Right. So now the Gemara says, so one second. Rav is saying, I don't want you to plant the half the row, because it's exam, you'll plant the whole row. And if you plant the whole row, it's a client problem. So the Gemara says, one second, v'lo yael rosh tur yarak. But it's really a rosh tur. A rosh tur is, I'm sure there's a picture of it in the art scroll, a rosh tur is a triangle. Let's say I have a field of cucumbers, right? And then I have another field right next to it of tomatoes. So they can't be next to each other. It's client. What if the field of tomatoes is a triangle and the point of the triangle is touching the cucumbers? So the point of the triangle of tomatoes is touching the cucumbers. Says the Mishnah in Klayim, that's okay. It's called Rosh Tur. Rosh Tur means an angle, right? Rosh Tur means an angle. That's okay. Why? Because since it's an abnormal way of looking at a field should look, fields don't look like that. That's a little funny looking. And they're not really planted together. So therefore, it's not a problem. Not a problem. It's called a Rosh Tur. It's an angle, a triangle, touching the field. And therefore, it's okay. So this is really the same thing. I'm making a patch, even if according to Rav, even if I plant the whole row, I plant an entire row, but the next row is not like this. It's like this. It's true. It's less than three tvachim. It's true. But why isn't this a Rosh Tur? Why not? Say the same thing. It's a Rosh Tur. It's a different species. It's a funny way of planting. What's the problem? Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Hayarosh Tur Yarak, Nichnas L'Sok, Sada Acher, a roast, an angle, can touch another field. Mutter, the Neshinir itself, Sada. Because it looks like the end of the field. The most thing we care about here is Acher. And it doesn't look like it's the same field. And it's not a problem. So why can't I plant a square? And I'll plant the square again, but they'll be faced the other direction. And then it's a Rosh Tur. Why can't I do that? So the Gemara gives a very difficult answer. I don't understand the answer. And the Gemara says, "Ein Rosh Tur ba'aruga." No, you don't have Rosh Tours on patches. Only you can have a Rosh Tur on a complete field, not on a patch. Why not? Rashi says, it's the Rashi with the triangle, "Ein Rosh Tur ba'aruga." Ein Toras Heter Rosh Tur me'aruga la'aruga. You cannot use the heter of Rosh Tur. Rosh Tur is a heter. Why is it a heter? Because I'm able to plant two species next to each other, and I'm not violating Klayim. Because one species looks like a triangle. That's a big heter. I wouldn't have made that up if I was writing the Mishnayos, but I'm not writing the Mishnayos. Right? It's a big heter. So it's a mutter, right? Because that's only by fields, not by arugas. Ela misad gedola l'toch aruga o me'aruga l'toch sad gedola. You can only have a Rosh Tur going from a patch into a field, or a field into a patch, oh, misad de gedola l'toch sad de gedola, or a field into another field. Then you could have Rosh Tours. Avo shtei arugos, but two patches, lo havi heker, elodomik ilu heinachas. It doesn't really look like it's two different fields. It looks like it's one field. Lo chashivi kol chad de b'am peinafshe. Each one by itself is not chashiv. Therefore, we don't allow the heter of Rosh Tur. So why exactly not? I'm 100% sure, because it doesn't look like it, because it's not chashiv, because it's so small, so the Rosh Tur doesn't look like a Rosh Tur in a big field. If you take a helicopter up there, you look down, you'll see, look at this. It's got a tomatoes over there, and then cucumbers in a Rosh Tur. Wow, what a beautiful looking field. That's not Klayim. But on a tiny little patch of six tvachim, which is tiny, it's a few feet, you can't say such a thing. Okay? That's why Rav had to say, I was talking about a case where you don't forget the corners, because I'm a zigzera. The zigzera, you won't leave the corners. And Rosh Tur? No, there's no Rosh Tur. Therefore, you have a client problem. Therefore, says Rav, you can only plant in your hoopits only one time. Shmuel Amar? No. Aruga ben arugos shaninu. No, Shmuel said you could do this many, many times. I've come as Abba Bahadadi. I've they're going to get mixed up. No, the note that Shura Lakan Vashura Lakan, you make it perpendicular. And in other words, what Rav was afraid of, Shmuel's not afraid of. Shmuel says, I'm not choshesh for the gzera. There is no gzera. Maybe you'll leave it. Maybe you'll plant it. You're not going to do that. And therefore, you can leave space. You plant one half, the top half of a field over here, the bottom one over here. They're more than three tvachim apart. Not a problem. The gzera? I'm not worried about a gzera. Very good. Okay. Amar Ula. Ula says like this. Boy of Marava, they asked the question to Marava. Hafkia telem echad al pnei kula mahu. Now I have a patch, and I'm planting on the corners on all the different, all right, all that, and I'm allowed to plant one in the center. I don't want to plant one in the center. I want to plant a whole row in the center. But I know I learned Maseches Klayim. I learned Tafyomi. You can't do that. So you know what I'll do? I'll dig a little deeper, and I'll make a furrow a little deeper. Deeper than the other four sides, and I'll plant a row that way. So I'm going to plant the whole row, but it's not going to be parallel to the one here, one over here, and I'm going to plant one in the middle, but it's going to be deeper. So it's not going to be parallel. Can I do that? That's Ula's question. Amar Ula, boy mirarava, hiskia telem echar al pnei kula mahu. Can I do that? Amar of Sheshes, no. Ba Irbub ubitel es ashura. You cannot do that. Just because you made it a little deeper, you made a furrow, doesn't change a thing. You have now three rows of a field, three rows of three different species going across the whole field. That's a problem of climb. You can't do that. It's deeper. So what? It's the same thing. It looks the same. It's no good. You can't do that. Fine. Ravasi Amar, in Yeruba Mavatel Sashura. No, it's mutter. You made it deeper, and therefore it's a hecker, and no one's going to think it's, well, no one's going to think it's Klayim. It doesn't look like Klayim at all, and therefore it's mutter. So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Rav, who? Between Rav Sheshes and Rav Asi. Or some say Rav Ashi. Eisei Ravina or Rav Ashi. One second. There's a Mishnah in Klayim that says as follows. Hanoteash de shuros shel kishuin. If somebody plants two rows of kishuin or melons, shtei shuros, two rows of gourd, shtei shuros shel pul hamitri, two rows of mitri, beans, mutter. It's mutter. What's going on here? So Rashi explains, shtei shuros shel kishuin, right? The etzlon, it doesn't mean right. Shtei shuros shel deluin. The etzlon shtei shuros shel polamitri. In other words, you planted two, two, and two. Vloba aruga, not in a patch. El besadik gadola, in a big field. How is this mutter? It's pure klayim. No, I'm planting this and this and this in the same field. Mutter, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? So Rashi explains. The shtei shuros, because two rows, chashivi lemehede is tadal in afshayu. Two rows already, it makes the status of a field. Bahavi hekera, and now it's a hecker. The kol min v'min milsabam pein afshayu. Each min is its own boundaries. I have melons, I have gourd, I have beans. They're all different things. Not a problem. Right? Now, shura achas shel kishuin. Shura achas shel deluin, shura achas shel polamitzri, usser. But one row of each is usser. Why is one row of each usser? Why is one row of each usser? Because one row is not a field. That's called klayim. It's called klayim. I have a row of melons. Can I place it next to a row of melons or something else? Of course not. It's pure klayim. Two rows, then already it's not klayim. Why not? Because two rows is already a field, and we can plant different things in different fields. So it's the next field over. That's not a problem. But one row, how could you plant a row in the middle and call it not a problem? How could you do that? That's right. That's what Ula wanted to know. I have a row on top, a row on the bottom. I put the row in the center. Ravashi said it's good. Why is it good? Because it's sunken in, so it doesn't look like What do you mean it's sunken in? It's one field of all these different things. How can that be mutter? So the Gemara says, and as a matter of fact, the Mishnah and Klaim says it's not mutter. So shiny hacha, no. That Mishnah and Klaim was different. You know why? De'ika shracha. Because those plants that we're talking about over there in Klaim are very leafy. So the leaves intermingle with each other. And therefore, you have a problem with Klaim. Rashi explains. Zimrosehen aruchos. The stalks, the leaves, are very, very long. Umis arbos harbe lamaila. They get very intertangled. Venira eruvin bimkomos harbe. And it looks like it's all mixture over here. It's a big Klaim problem. However, other kinds of seeds, like tomatoes and cucumbers, maybe you don't have that issue. Therefore, if I plant tomatoes on top, cucumbers on the bottom, and I want to plant a row of onions in the center, and I make it deeper, that could be fine. Why could it be fine? Because they don't have a lot of leaves, so they're not going to be intermingling with each other, and they're three tefachim apart, and they don't look like one field, and therefore it would be mutter. Okay.
Menachem, it still must be three tefachim apart. That's a requirement, right?
Yes. Unless they're in a funny angle. Amar v'kahana, Amar v'yochanan. Now, another thing. Harotza lamalos kol ginaso yerek. If you want to make your entire field vegetables, it doesn't mean your entire field, but you want to maximize your space. Because, by the way, before we said you could plant 5 vegetables in a 6x6. But really, most of the 6x6 is empty. You're using the sides and then one in the center. Most of it's empty. You want to maximize your space. Here's what you do. Osa aruga, get a patch, shishal shisha, 6x6, the ogulba chamisha, draw a circle of 5 tvachim inside the patch, umumala karnoseha, and fill up the karnoseha means the corners, kalmashi yirte, whatever you want. In other words, you make a circle inside the box, and in the circle you can plant whatever you want. And outside the circle, you can also plant whatever you want. Since a circle's a funny shape, not going to be a Klaim problem. So you can plant whatever you want. Not a Klaim problem. So the Gemara says, you didn't really get the whole field because there's empty spaces where you're not planting, right? And the Gemara says, first of all, v'ikka the baini baini. Ikka the baini baini. What's baini baini? Baini baini means, how do they translate that?
The areas in between the patches.
Right, because when you make a circle and then you make a square around it, there's empty spaces. Right? Those empty spaces. He said, you want to plant the whole field? I'll tell you what you do. Make a circle. You can plant in the circle and then around the circle. What about the empty spaces? So, Amr Deber Avyanai, B'machriv Bain Habainim. Right? You cannot plant in there. You can't plant in there. We didn't mean the whole field, we meant most of the field. In there you have to leave empty. Okay? You understand what I'm talking about in between? When you make a circle inside a box, there's empty space. 4 empty spaces. 2 on top of the circle, 2 on bottom of the circle. Those spaces cannot be planted. However, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi Amar, Im ha yizorin shesi, zorin erev, erev zorin shesi. What you can do is, you have a box, right? And let's say the box, and everything you planted in the box was one direction. Everything was facing north. You can plant outside the box, which are the gvulos, which we said before you can't do. Here you can plant them in the other direction. Shesi is one's vertical, one's horizontal. So if they were planted inside the box vertical, you can plant outside the box horizontal and the other way around. So you can get maximized in a kanami. Those spaces in between the circle and the box have to be left empty. But you can plant more outside the box. Fine. Eitz Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina says Ravashi, 1 second. Avodas Yerek B'Yerek. I'm sorry. Avodas Yerek B'Yerek Acher Shisha Tvachim. We have a brisa that says 6 Tvachim. V'Rohan Oson Kitavla Mirubas. And it looks like a Tavla Mirubas, which means a square. Pavlahu Deshari, Halav Hachi Usser. There's no such heter by making a circle in the box? You can't do that. You can't do that. Right? Rashi says that. Alma, agul avarugu. You can't make a circle inside the square. You can't do that. By the way, as I said before, if you make a circle inside the square, you get much more out of that square. Much more out of the square. 10 times more out of that square. You can't do that. Square says, no, of course you can. Hasam li kule be kula achrini. There was another heter that you wanted to do, which was l'heter rosh tor kiyotei hamena. You wanted to make a rosh tor. A rosh tor is an angle. If you want to make an angle, right, to have an angle come and touch the other patch, then the patch has to be square. If you don't want to have an angle, I don't have an angle. I just want to maximize what I have in this little patch. All I have is one patch. Then you make a circle, and you can maximize in the circle. The bride says you can't do that. That's if you want to make a rosh tor. If you want to make a rosh tor, you can't do that. If you don't want to make a rosh tor, you can do that. Did anybody understand one word of today's daf? Yeah? Good.
Yes.
Good.
I came a few minutes late, and I have a question. And maybe you
What's your question?
I got there. What exactly?
Yeah.
It's like, what is kares? What exactly is klayim? Is it
okay?
Klayim means vegetables are mixed. What are we worried about? Are we worried about that? That we're going to get a hybrid produce?
I don't know. Or
is it the
Rashi
look?
Says like this. Rashi says like this. Klayim means you plant two things next to each other. However, if you plant things next to each other in a funny way, it's not klayim. For example, if you're planting a row like this and then a row like this, that's a funny thing. Who does that? And they're not touching? That's not klayim. So we start off, you want to plant 5 species in one box. You plant them on the corners, on the edges. You leave the corners empty.
So
the corners have to be left empty.
Midar Raisa.
Yeah.
Klayim is planting two things next to each other, regardless of whether they're going to mingle, regardless of whether they're going to...
That's right.
That's Midar Raisa.
Right.
Nothing to do
Midar
with
Raisa.
Hybrid
now,
fruit.
What does it mean next? What does it mean next? What does it mean next to each other? What is the shear? The shear is 3 tvachim. If you space it 3 tvachim apart, it's not a problem. It doesn't matter what's going on underneath the ground. Maybe the mingling underneath the ground doesn't matter. Now, this 3 tvachim is only if they're not near each other. Obviously, 3 tvachim apart. You can make it less than 3 tvachim apart if it's in a funny angle. Then it can have even less than 3 tvachim. So I can have a row like this and a row like this. They're virtually touching. I leave a little bit of space in between. That's not a problem either. Why not? Because it's in a funny angle. So it's either one or the other. That's how that whole Mishnah got started. I could plant 5 in one box. How? Each side, I leave the corners empty, and I plant 1 in the center. 1 in the center, I can't plant a row in the center, because then it's a row less than 3 tvachim apart. But I could plant 1 in the center, and it's 3 tvachim apart from all the angles. Then Ula had a question. What if you make it deeper? So that was my focus about that. That's the story of Klayim.
You have to distance at least,
right, so
three tvachim.
What?
You have to distance.
Yes.
With a mask.
Or it could be even less than that if it's a different angle. Right. That's the story. That's a whole masecht on klayim. This is, by the way, this daf is like one whole parak of klayim, the second parak. Takes up almost the whole parak. It's all this back and forth. I spent 2 hours on this parak.
Which is why no one chooses klayim when they have to do mishnah.
You learn plot client, you'll know why. That you don't know why, you'll know why.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
So tomorrow is the Tumah, which gets into Kabbalah Torah. So tomorrow's Pei Vav. Tuesday, we're going to do Pei Zayin. And then Wednesday, we're going to do Pei Tes, because Pei Keches we did already. Right. All right? Good?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Everybody have a fantastic day, and we'll pick up tomorrow morning.
Thank you.